Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. So line the one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the salon. Welcome to the show out the salon.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So our guy, Georgie, who does that song, you know, we open the show every day with the Hockman, Crowder, Solana, Welcome to the Show theme song, and that is our friend Georgie from Georgie Music, J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K, and he was kind enough to make that song for us, and he was kind enough to make another song for us. We used to play in the 3 o'clock hour, but that's how we opened the show. Georgie came out today to Raising Cane's, the grand opening in Ooh. Miramar that Solana and I were at. So Georgie comes out, brought his daughter. She made one of the music videos that that we had had on before. But Georgie came out, and we were out at Raising Cane's in Miramar, and we gave away some Heat tickets. Mm-hmm. And Raising Cane's, I have to tell you, you've been there. The vibe in Raising Cane's is unlike many other places. It's like there's a vibe when you walk inside. They've got the disco balls. They've got music playing. And there's really cool, colorful artwork on the walls. I haven't even mentioned yet the chicken fingers.
Come on now.
And the toast.
We'll leave out that caney sauce. I don't know what it's
cane
called.
Cane sauce. What? Yeah, cane sauce.
I'll bathe in it.
Man, we had a really good time. So thank you, Raising Cane's, for having us out there. Thank you to all the listeners who came out to say hello. We appreciate it. Whose guy brought us pumpkins?
Rudy and Kendall.
Rudy and Kendall, thank you for showing up. There were a lot of people who came out to say hello. Vlad came out there, say hello. Always enjoy seeing Vlad. But the chicken and the cane sauce, the toast, the coleslaw, and the vibe was immaculate. And we gave away a bunch of Heat tickets. People are excited about Heat season. And we had a good time. There were a lot of Raisin Cane's swag to go around as well for everybody. But that place, you know, when Raisin Cane's does a grand opening, first of all, it runs like clockwork even when it's not a grand opening. You ever see the way they do their drive-through when there's like, you know.
Oh, I'm a Raisin. Yeah. The Crowders are Raisin Cane's. We're family of Raisin Cane's, yes.
There's like 40 cars, but it goes as fast as any line you've ever been in. They've got the people outside. And it was like it was a party. So Raisin Cane's in Miramar is open, and it's delicious. And I imagine there's still a lot of people there now, but we had a good time. So thank you to everybody. But Georgie, our guy who did the song, was out there, and him and his daughter, super nice people. And he said he's got some other stuff that he's working on for us, but he'll keep it on the back burner until we require it.
Did you say somebody brought you a pumpkin?
Rudy from Kendall brought us a couple, brought you one too.
A pumpkin?
Yeah, a little mini pumpkin. Little mini pumpkin.
That's a weird gift.
wasn't driving around big giant pumpkins.
Did the 20 people get free?
So 20 people got free Raisin Cane's for a year. That was way before we got there. That was at 8 in the morning. Someone had camped out since 2 in the afternoon the day before.
Really?
Yesterday.
So that's the day before, yes. Mm-hmm. You are correct. You know, another name for it, but yes. Some people will call that yesterday.
You want to hear something funny? When I ride around, I listen to, you know, I listen to 104.3 now, FM. Yeah. And Little Chan was in the car with me, and I heard Solana's commercial about it, 20 people. He was like, Daddy, why don't we pick up some homeless people and drop them off? Because that would help them out to have Raisin Cane's for a year. I was like, Chan, I'm not picking up a homeless guy to drive him around to Miramar.
Also, I don't think Raisin Cane's wants 20 homeless people at their grand opening. This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Love, Chan.
But it was
terrible idea.
But I'm talking about the philanthropic heart of the young Crowders.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
And we rode the Flamingo in 595. There's homeless people that live under the bridge. He was like, Daddy, those two. Like, Chan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, pull up there, go, hey, who wants to go to Raisin Cane's with us? Everyone's going to flee.
I'm getting arrested for kidnap. We didn't think this out.
Man, but everyone there wants to talk about the Dolphins. Everyone, you know, because someone came up to me and they said, so what are you guys going to talk about on the show today? And I gave him a look, and I'm like, what do you think? And he's like, Dolphins, huh? I go, you can't not talk about them. You really can't. Tomorrow the Heat open, and we're going to talk about the Miami Heat, and Jim Larrinaga will join us tomorrow. And remember, Solana was out at Heat Media Day a couple weeks ago and asked some of the players, you know, our show-specific questions, so we'll do that game show tomorrow. So we'll be able to detour a little bit from it. But you can't talk about anything other than the Miami Dolphins right now.
No.
This is unprecedented. This isn't a losing season. This isn't a season that has a couple of bad losses. You know, we were talking with someone who was a Falcons fan, and he was like, yeah, up and down. And I'm like, we're consistent. Like, this, you know, there's, because you consider the Jets game an up game? Because that wasn't an up game. No. That was like, I mean, that was just what it was. And I'm like, this is almost unprecedented.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring up the 1-15 season, but this is what I was making the example of someone I was talking to, because I was on a Levitard show back then. And I said, that season, I remember radio, like, you couldn't do anything but talk about your team.
Yeah. And that's why we're talking about it damn near a decade later.
Yeah.
You're right. The surprise
you're
of
right.
it. You have to reference back to terrible to talk about terrible, and this is a terrible season.
But this is worse, man. I'm telling you. This is worse, Hawk, because of the situation the Dolphins are in. The 1-15 season that Crowder was a part of, correct me if I'm wrong, Crowder, maybe there were some expectations going in, but nobody was saying this team's headed towards the playoffs. You had a regime change. You had Saban leaving. You had a first-year head coach. Damn. You had a regime change. You didn't have a quarterback that you believed in. The team hadn't allocated millions of dollars into core pieces and doubled down on a team. This is worse, Hawk, because you entered this season with playoff aspirations, at the very least, playoff aspirations.
And you kept the brain trust
the same.
It wasn't, you know, you expect it when, you don't expect 1-15 or 1-16 nowadays when you make a changeover, though. But this was, hey, we trust who we have. Like, and when you say that in year four of a regime, then you believe, like, in year four, you don't think that you're starting to get things together. You think that you've figured it out.
What happened? Two playoff appearances. 2023, which now we have to reference that every damn time we talk about this team, the number one offense in the NFL, and then you go to 2023 offseason, and the team starts getting worse and worse, less talent, and now you're embarrassing yourself and your owner and your fan base.
Yeah.
Let me tell the people out there, I have no references for new GMs. Do you? Does anybody? Hey, Crowder, who they bringing in the GM? I don't know who they're bringing in, the head coach, and I know coaches. Who knows the hell who's a GM?
I was telling the people at Raising Cane's today, there's people, like, blowing me up on direct message on Instagram. Like, it's my fault. I believed in the team. I was wrong, but I really didn't have a say in anything, and I still don't have a say in anything.
It's your fault.
But people are, like, screaming at me on direct message. They're like, you never got it. You never got it. What do you say now? I'm like, what do I say? I was wrong. They're terrible. I was wrong, but I don't have a say in the matter.
You made Tua real relaxed. Mm-hmm. He was listening to you all offseason, not really grinding.
Somebody tweeted at me yesterday. They're like, because yesterday, remember, I said, hey, I had it wrong. Chris Perkins had it wrong. Vegas had it wrong. And, you know, I went down the list, and guy tweets at me. He goes, I didn't hear you blaming anyone else in the media when you were picking them to do well. And I go, I'm playing the blame game. It's Chris Perkins' fault. Like, no, I'm just saying it wasn't that outlandish to think that the Dolphins weren't going to be 1-6 after 7 games.
Yeah.
Was that outlandish to not think that they were going to be 1-6 and put up some of the worst quarterbacking performances you've ever seen in your life?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's Chris Perkins' fault.
I'm blaming anybody.
It's so funny when that. Listen, covering the team has nothing to do with it.
I love when people tweet at the local media and they're like, this is because you guys have coddled them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? This is because of what? Because, listen, I think I've said this before. If it's the media's fault that the Dolphins stink, then it's got to be the media's fault that the Panthers have won 2 Stanley Cups in a row. I'll take credit. Like, if you want to give me the blame for ruining the Dolphins, then I have to have credit for putting together a 2-time Stanley Cup champion hockey team. I'm not only taking the blame, I'm taking credit if you're handing it out to media people.
But what fans, when they do that, what they're saying is, why don't you yell at McDaniel? Why don't you yell at Tua? Why don't you yell at Chris Greer? First of all, Steven Ross has made one public appearance this decade, which was when Mike McDaniel was hired. That's the last time he spoke publicly. And the only other time he went on the CBS4 preseason broadcast and said, Super Bowl, I think that's what we're looking at. And Tua was out week two on his back fencing again. You can't talk to Steven Ross publicly. And Chris Greer speaks 2 times a year, which is the draft and at the end of the season. That's it. And it's not the media's job to go up there and berate anybody. That's not the way that the job's done. But I think people, Hawk,
well,
that's what they want.
Beyond even talking to the players and the front office, they want you just to come on the air all the time and go, the Dolphins suck. They're terrible. But what kind of show is that? Like, I honestly, like, but they're like, I've been saying this for 4 years. Okay. I'm thrilled for you. Because I always go, you know, like, when they put up 70 points on Denver, You knew that they were terrible. Yes, I did. I didn't celebrate that game. I'm like, well, then you're an idiot. Like, if you didn't celebrate that game and think you had something special, then you're an absolute idiot. So anyway, let's do headlines because I don't get too far behind. We have a lot of guests today. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
And spent enough time, nearly enough time, on Billy Napier getting canned yesterday. Just throwing it out there.
We're all congratulating each other. Yes.
Did you get a phone call Saturday night?
I didn't get a phone call this time, but I knew this was about to happen. I talked about it on the show. Yeah.
Guys, we have our World Series matchup decided. The NBA returns tonight, and we had two Monday night football games. Any of you stay up for the second Monday night football game?
Oh, I did not.
10 o'clock start?
I did not.
Hey, man, I'm 41 years old.
I lost my money on the first game, and then I was like, all right, not interested now.
Yeah. Tampa didn't like the Tampa we thought they were.
I didn't understand what I was watching. And listen, Mike Evans went out, and Ibuka had a drop that he doesn't normally drop. But Baker Mayfield looked off to me. But I still thought, like, I live bet them. I live bet them plus 7.5 when they were down maybe two touchdowns.
14. That was 14-3 at half.
Yeah, maybe that. But I live bet them, I think, when they were down 14-0, but never really panned out.
Damn Lions can go. That Jahmyr Gibbs is special.
Woo!
Right now, he's the best running back in the NFL.
Single-handedly won fantasy leagues, or fantasy weeks last
Stupid.
Night. The Lions, I think I'm going to bet them to win the Super Bowl. After last night. Maybe that's
they
overreaction.
Just lost a week ago.
Who cares? Did you see them last night?
But I imagine they're one of the favorites, though.
Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson. That's a tough one for me. Somebody asked me that. I said, either.
I mean, would either of them be having a better season with the Dolphins than Devon Achane? I would say nope.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. They're better running backs. Devon Achane's a receiver.
But.
No. Bijan Robinson. Is the dual threat a step above Achane? Because Bijan lines have been number one out there at the X and catches balls.
But we might feel differently about Devon Achane if he had a suitable offensive line.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. You put Achane on Detroit?
Yeah.
He might be leading the league right now, like Jahmyr Gibbs is.
Chiefs
yes.
are the favorite at plus 500 to win the Super Bowl. Lions plus 650. Bills plus 700.
It's funny what we do with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they're 1-2. Everybody's saying, that's it. This era's done. They got to kind of reset things. And 5 weeks later, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is the favorite to win MVP again. They are inevitable.
You got Patrick Mahomes. Pretty much what you got to say. And Andy Reid, that combination. Somebody asked me, is Andy going to retire? I said, not till Patrick Mahomes stops playing football.
Right.
The hell is this?
Why
job is easy.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks beat the Texans. Sam Darnold, bro. Not that he had, like, the best game ever, but another win. Seahawks are 5-2. He looked good again in another team.
Not to his future.
You never know.
Oh, I don't – I just
– You never know.
We were talking yesterday if he can still throw the ball over 40 yards. Now he's going to go somewhere else and get strong as hell?
Well, again, though, I think he would submit to you that – everything has gone south, including the play calling, the protection. I'm not so certain that he wouldn't experience some sort of resurgence somewhere.
I doubt it. And his body type. You think about the guys that go, like, Sam Darnold's huge. Daniel Jones is huge. He's little. He's tiny. They're talking about Jaden Daniels now with his little body frame. He's regressing in the second year.
I saw someone, I don't know if it was Barry, I think it was Barry Jackson, tweeted out something along the lines today of, shame on Mike McDaniel for going to bat for Tua to get this big contract, knowing that he's undersized and, like, now they're really hamstrung. I have to see what this tweet was.
It was relatability. I'm funny. I thought about this. We were talking yesterday. After the show, I was going to baseball practice. Tua is a little antisocial and tiny. McDaniel's antisocial and tiny.
They vibe.
They're very, like, McDaniels is a coaching Tua.
I'll tell you, the World Series matchup is set between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The vibes last night in Toronto,
it was crazy.
Were insane. They're down 3-1. Bottom of the seventh, two on, one out, and George Springer hits a three-run ding-dong that had all of Canada shaking.
Rob Pizzola was there, and he was celebrating his ass off. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweeted out, dumbfounded that McDaniel, who knew Tua's limitations more than anyone, size, arm, injury, history, etc., pushed for the extension that has now strapped the team. Why didn't anyone in the room, Ross, Greer, McDaniel, Shore, etc., know that going year to year for 3 years instead of making him a top five paid quarterback long term was safer?
We actually talked about that. I remember that conversation.
Everybody was having that conversation because you didn't have to give him that contract. He had another year, then you could franchise him, then you could franchise him again.
Was that after? But that was after the big number one offense in the league year, right?
Yeah.
We just led the world in offense, ran by Tua. Let's do this for another five. I can argue their side. I was on the side of double franchising. What is it going to matter?
Right.
The thing is, I think the Dolphins were not only fell victim to that season, but they needed it to work. You know, they're looking around the league. They're looking at Justin Herbert and what he was doing. They're looking around the league. They're looking at Jalen Hurts, the fact that he was playing at a top level. They're looking around the league. Jordan Love is winning a playoff game. They needed this to work. And I think a part of Greer was, okay, no, we have this figured out. Sure, there's some injury history, but look, he stayed healthy. We've got our quarterback. It's done. It's finalized. But they got bamboozled.
Well, I don't know if they got bamboozled. They made a decision that they were very close after that season, which I believed. And I think a lot of Dolphins fans, if you went back 2 years, mm-hmm. would have said the same thing. Waddle, Hill, Tua, it was working. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, okay, do we go all in? Which was always my argument, yep. And that's what they did. It was wrong. I don't think they were bamboozled, though. I think they made, like, getting bamboozled is thinking that there might be a market for someone when there is no market for someone, you want to lock them up, something along those lines. I think this was, we've seen enough. The path that we're on is going to deliver the results that we want. So let's not have anything out in the open. Let's not have the Christian Wilkins situation. Let's get everyone in-house because we've got a winning product here.
When I say they got bamboozled, sure, Tua, his stats were indicative of that contract for that season. But when I say they got bamboozled, they did because he didn't stay healthy the following season. They got bamboozled by that 1 year where they were able to stay healthy. And was there a market for Tua paying him that much money around the NFL after one season? I would guess there wasn't. And
if he was a unrestricted free agent after that season, he would have gotten that or more.
I don't think so.
Coming off the 2023 season?
I think there was so much concern.
Have you looked at some of the quarterback contracts that have been given
out? Somebody would have broke him off.
Broke him off.
I don't know if it would have been that much money. I'm not telling you he doesn't get paid. I think he gets the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold type extensions.
No.
The questions.
Because they're reclamation projects. This guy was in his rookie deal and lit it up in 2023.
He was a reclamation project within his own team with a different head coach.
He just had never been given a chance.
Hawk, there was a narrative around Tua that before the first concussion that he was injury prone and that he was no good.
Well, that was coming out of college.
You could blame that. You could blame that on Brian Flores all you want for not giving him an opportunity, not believing in him. That's another conversation. But he was a reclamation project. That's the only silver lining Mike McDaniel has, that he came to Miami, attached himself to Tua, and made him a successful quarterback for at least two seasons. But the questions, I think you're forgetting the doubt and the questions we did a whole offseason on, should you pay him? It wasn't, does he have the skill? It was, can he stay healthy?
No. I'm not saying in retrospect. What I'm saying is, if he was an unrestricted free agent coming out of 2023, that guy would have broken the bank. Young quarterback who's putting up offensive record numbers.
Pro Bowl.
What? Like, and had stayed healthy that entire season. Like, he
but it
checked
was one,
every box.
It was one season.
But you
bamboozled me from the outside. Somebody got over on
like
you.
That I think that's where I might be taking issue with you saying bamboozled. Bamboozled would connote that someone knew something but sold you a false bill of goods. I think everyone believed that it was all good and true.
They bamboozled themselves, maybe.
Right.
Or with bad valuation.
Right.
You know, pulling the trigger too early. Because Tua could still be on this team getting the average of the top five NFL quarterbacks. And it wouldn't be 54 next year. If they did the franchise thing that we talked about,
yep.
He wouldn't be making 54 next year. He would be upset, but who gives a damn?
Somebody
he'd be making
in
the 40s.
Hawk is so wrong. Nobody was paying Tua. Even after that season, nobody wanted him. You're out of your mind, Texer. You are literally out of your mind.
That was when Baker was getting 33 a year. Those reclamation projects were getting in the high 30s a year. Tua would have got 40-something from somebody.
Easy.
You know, Tua would have got 5 years, 200. We would have texted her.
Easy.
I think you guys are forgetting the amount of doubt people had that Tua could stay healthy, because even coming into last season, before he got hurt again, and the Dolphins had paid Waddle, and they had paid Jalen Ramsey, and they had paid Mike McDaniel, and they had paid Tua Tagovailoa, people still didn't consider this team for real. They still thought Tua was a product of Tyreek Hill. They still pointed at the Dolphins' record against playoff teams and placed most of that blame, the lack of success against good teams, quality teams, on Tua Tagovailoa being able to execute in big game moments. I think you're forgetting, I'm not telling you that nobody would have paid him. I'm just saying, I think the Dolphins thought, if we don't pay him now, somebody else is going to come around and pay him more and we're going to lose him, when that probably wasn't really how the tenure of the league felt about Tua Tagovailoa. They needed to see him.
Was gonna happen.
They needed to see him stay healthy for at least 2 to 3 seasons and have that same production.
We have Heat tickets every hour, by the way, today. Heat tickets every hour. Heat tickets for Sunday against the Knicks. They open tomorrow in Orlando. But we have Heat tickets, and you can hear the game tomorrow right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. You're home for Miami Heat basketball. But we have a pair of Heat tickets every hour. Let's take a caller right now to give away a pair of Heat tickets for the 2 o'clock hour. Why not?
Why not?
I was asking for caller number.
Oh,
let's do caller one for Tua. Caller one. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number one. And you have to pledge allegiance to Tua. And then you get the Heat tickets.
The Dolphins, they did plan for Tua's injuries.
We're going to go too long. We're going too long every day.
They're out after next year.
Going too long every day. Wrap up the headlines. Josh Appel is going to join us next. Caller 1 gets a pair of Heat tickets, 305-567-0560. We have another pair next hour, 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour as well.
Tonight at 7:30. Da-na-na-na-na-na-da-na. OKC, Houston on NBC. Lakers, Golden State, 10 p.m. on NBC. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC. Featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. 85 degrees, sunny in South Florida.
Da-na-na-na. Well, what is that? Y'all got to get to Tootsie's Cabaret.
You don't. That was straight Phil.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Appel is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh is a national broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call Sunday for Saints and Bucks. So here's a conversation we were having, Appel. And we're relitigating whether the Dolphins ever should have given Tua the big contract after they gave it to him. And obviously the answer is no, I get it. But what I'm saying is I understand why they did give it to him in the first place. And I was making the example, if Tua was an unrestricted free agent when they gave him, and he wasn't, and they could have had him for three more seasons. But I'm saying if he was an unrestricted free agent the year that they gave him that big contract, would NFL teams who needed a quarterback been lining up to give him that contract or more?
First of all, it's weird seeing you guys in studio. I thought you would be in Boston tonight for the Panthers and Bruins because you had talked about it last week.
Ah, that's right. Funky Buddha tonight. That's a good spot to watch.
Man, official, they held out on us.
Official Panthers watch party.
No, not in the budget, Josh.
Quarterbacks who lead the league in passing and have the season he had in 2023 do not grow on trees. There would have been a team out there that would have paid him. Full stop. It doesn't mean it would have been a good decision, but you know how many bad contracts are given out in this league all the time, every year? Someone would have signed him in free agency if it got to that point. And like, I don't love like relitigating whether or not they should have at the time, because now we all have hindsight and now we all see how it's gone for the last 2 years. So of course it's easy to say they shouldn't have done that and they should have franchised him 3 years in a row. You saw, I think it was Hawk who brought it up last segment about Christian Wilkins. Do you really think that Tua Tagovailoa would have just been like, all right, all good, I'm just going to play under the franchise for three straight seasons? You don't think he would have made a mess of that and held out and drawn that out publicly? Because I do. He's coming off of that season with all the doubts that he had about himself or the league had about him. Now it's probably knows he's injury prone. He wants to lock himself up and get him his money. He's not going to just voluntarily come in like that. He would have held out. He would have made a stink. And so, like, to say, well, they shouldn't have given him the big contract and extended him. They should have played under the franchise tag for three years. Yeah, that's a nice thought if he would have agreed to it. But come on, there's no chance he would have not been a good soldier or held out or something.
Yeah.
And Josh, something else we were talking about, where now, you know, fans are cussing out Hawk on DMs. They're catching me at Publix and giving me hell. Like, after 2023, Tua's balling. We got Jalen. You know, we have Chubb and Jalen Phillips coming back from injury. Teron Armstead still the left tackle. Like, the pieces they were putting together, I'm like, they're finally going all in. I got. I didn't think 2024 and now 2025 is terrible. Did you think they were building something? And then what was the, I guess, the straw that broke the camel's back or the explosion that made us sit here at 1-6?
Yeah, so I was like Hawk. I looked at this team on paper and said, there's no way that this team is, I think Mike Florio had them as the 28th team in his power rankings coming into the season. I'm sorry to Florio.
Right. We crushed them.
Yeah. I remember doing the show that day.
Yeah.
I think and I always bring this up, the tipping point here and what really started all of this was that Monday night against Tennessee, that 2-score lead they blew with like 4 minutes left. to Will Levis. You're looking at a home playoff game, a division title, and who knows what happens. I think Mason Rudolph and the Steelers would have been their playoff opponent at home that season. I've been thinking a lot about this, and for the last couple of seasons, we've been doing the league has figured Mike McDaniel's offense out, and he's made no adjustments, and no this and no that. And that might be true, and I'm not an X's and O's expert, but I was thinking about it the other day. Is Tua Tagovailoa capable of executing the necessary adjustments from teams that take away the middle of the field? Are they just stuck in this because it's all Tua is capable of doing?
That's what Xavier Howard current, had, you believe.
In this current physical state that Tua Tagovailoa is in, I don't know that he's capable of himself physically making the adjustments and making the throws that, quote-unquote, the adjustments that McDaniel would have to make to the offense would require, right? Because if he's a threat, throwing it to the outside consistently, not always attacking the middle, then teams have to respect that, and the middle opens up again. But nobody respects him throwing to the outside, ever. So they just take away the middle, and you see what you get.
What's the most frustrating part about watching this Dolphins team fall down to the level of getting blown out by a team as bad as Cleveland? Because we can talk about what you just mentioned, Tua Tagovailoa clearly just not looking like somebody who can make NFL throws anymore. Certainly not his bread and butter throws, 10 to 19 yards. But the penalties, again, in year four of McDaniel, just killing you. The offensive line, the defense still incapable of stopping the run. I just wonder, like, what's the most frustrating thing for you?
The most frustrating thing for me is not anything to do with the offense. We have all seen a terrible offensive line, except for the 2023 season when they put it together and they played well and they led the league in rushing, and Tua was getting the ball out quick, and so the getting pressure on him wasn't a big issue. The most frustrating thing to me is watching this front seven and this defense just wholly incapable of stopping the run at all. Now, they were marginally better against Cleveland on Sunday. They still gave up the big run to Judkins early in the game, but I'm not going to blame them for giving up 31 points. One was a pick six. The other time there was an interception that set them up inside the 5-yard line. The play where Quinn Ewers came in and got blown up and fumbled, that's what I expect that from a 7th-round pick in his rookie season. That's what Tua looked like throwing the interception from his own end zone. I know there was a free blitzer coming through, but there's some kind of breakdown in communication in knowing what's coming or identifying the pressure or whatever it is pre-snap that he missed and the line missed. To answer your question, by far the defense, because I thought on paper going into the season that at the very least they'd be a solid unit. And apparently Calais Campbell and Emmanuel Ogba and those pieces were inherently important to the infrastructure of this run defense, because Zach Sealer, who had double-digit sacks the last 2 years and was great stopping the run, all of a sudden is a non-factor. And I don't think he got worse as a player. It's hard to explain, but that's the most frustrating part, is I believed in this defense on paper despite what was happening in the secondary, and it still looks like this.
And Josh, explain to me, because we saw 2024, Tua gets hurt. We have Tim Boyle and Huntley, and they can't create an offense. They're getting hell beat out of them. I think they averaged 11 points when Tua was out in that 4-game stretch. Then we say, you know what? We're going to go get us a backup that can win. You give Zach Wilson $6 million. Then if Tua has a bad game, you skip over him and put in the 7th-round pick. I don't know what the hell's going on. I guess they said it's a week-to-week on who plays better. Just explain the quarterback depth chart to me for the Dolphins.
It's funny to think back to 2023 when, I know we're going to do the thing, but when paying Mike White $3.5 million to back up Tua Tagovailoa in 2024 was too much for this team to handle for the salary cap. So they come out this offseason, and they have a little more room, and they give, as you said, Zach Wilson $6 million. So they say, all right, he's got experience, former high pick, he has the tools, maybe he'll be able to operate this offense if something happens to Tua. And he doesn't see a snap at all in the regular season, obviously. And he gets demoted for a 7th-round pick. You just flushed $6 million down the toilet for no reason. I truly don't get it. And I know that they are obviously privy to more things over the course of the week than we are. But when I saw that news, it blew my mind. You're just pissing away money That's $6 million gone. And
you're acknowledging that you got it wrong. Like, with all the different backups who were available, like, you're acknowledging you got it wrong. That's
100%
staggering to me. That whole thing was staggering. Josh Appel, you can hear him this weekend, Sports USA. He will be on the call for Saints and Bucks. Where is that, Tampa or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Oh, you're going to hit Drago's? A little,
I'm going to go to Drago's, and I'm going to try and go back to the po' boy place that
I went to
as Coach O during Super Bowl Radio Row. And Café Du Monde in the food court.
Right, but try to go to Café Du Monde real instead of going to the kiosk in the food court.
I went to the real one.
No, you went to one in an empty mall.
With Chris Long?
Yeah, with Chris Long.
Kyle Long.
Yeah, that was a delightful Super Bowl Radio Row memory. All right, have a good time in New Orleans, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
There you go. Josh Appel, as we continue this Tua conversation, which will continue for at least 13 more weeks or so.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.